Moncrief with Gas Networks Ireland. Aren't you tired of that ugly fuel storage tank, having to order and write that big check for the delivery guy? gasnetworks.ie/movetogas.
Charles Martinet has one of the best known voices in the world, except it's not quite his own voice. Charles is an actor, and among the characters he's played are Luigi and Mario. Charles, good afternoon.
Hello to all my friends in Ireland. It's me, Mario. Woohoo! Mamma mia! You're number one.
Now, you began life wanting to be a lawyer.
Yes, I did. I was going to be a lawyer. I was going to study as much as I could, go live overseas, do everything I could. And I got so lucky because I couldn't get my professor for the last classes I was going to take. And so I said, well, I'll just wait. And a friend of mine said, take an acting class for me. And I said, there is absolutely no way I would ever take an acting class. I could never be in front of people. And I have no idea why, but somehow he just got me hooked.
Because you had a fear of appearing in front of people.
Huge fear. The first time I ever did a monologue, my right leg was shaking so much that I thought, oh my goodness, I put my weight on that one. And then my left leg started shaking like that. And then I put my weight evenly and they both were shaking. And I thought the audience was hearing, but I finished my monologue and people said, wow, you're the only person that wasn't nervous. How was that?
Right. Okay. Well, let's
put it.
Yes. The point is appearing not to be nervous. At the time you auditioned for Mario, sort of course you'd never heard. This was all brand new stuff, and it wasn't for the game, as I understand it. This is for appearances at trade shows.
It was a real-time animation system made by Sim Graphics Engineering in Pasadena, California, to be the first real-time cartoon or real-time cartoon figure in history to interact live with people. And I had never heard of Nintendo. Never heard of Mario, and I just got the direction, start talking when you run out of things to say, that's your audition. Oh, and you know, he's a character in a video game, so make up an Italian plumber from Brooklyn sort of voice. And I thought, you know, have a rotten day, yeah, go ahead, you know, yeah, I'm waking you, you know. And I thought, well, I don't want to do that, because, you know, I want to do something more friendly and joyful, and I just, lucky for me, I had played Gremio in Taming of the Shrew many years before, and I thought, well, nice Italian guy, talk like this. And I thought, I'll do that, but I'll make it younger. But wait, I don't know anything about video games. So I started making up dialogue about food, you know, making a pizza pie and chasing each other, eating the pizza. And the direction was, don't stop until you run out of things to say. And I never ran out of things to say until I heard, stop talking, cut, right. There's no more tape. Thank you, we'll be in touch.
Right, and so you did that for 6 years before Mario spoke in a game.
Yeah, just about, 5 years. And it was just 5 wonderful years to develop the character. And one day I got the call, Mr. Miyamoto would like you to play Mario in a game. And I said, woohoo!
Yeah, and he was at some of these shows, at least, walking past you.
Oh, yes, he would come by and I would say, Papa! It was sweet, and then he'd take pictures of Mario on the screen. And it was just very much great luck that I pulled out of my hat a character that was full of joy and happiness and fun. And I think it's such a tribute to Nintendo because it's a culture of total joy and fun and love for the game. And that's what's driven the technology forward. But it's always this unanimous consent. Let's have fun. Let's do fun things. And I think if you play the very first Mario game or in the very most recent Mario game, that theme of adventure and joy and optimism is there everywhere. And I think that's what our world needs more than ever.
And so, Charles, when you're recording for a new game, how time intensive is that?
It depends on the game. You know, sometimes it's just a few hours in the studio. Sometimes it's a few days in the studio. It's always fun, though, because I get to work with the most wonderful people, and I have the most wonderful life. I work with people that I love working with, and then I get to go around to conventions around the world and meet people who love Mario games and are huge Mario fans like me. You know, and I always think that for everybody, you know, do what you love to do in life. Follow your heart and your dreams and build your game of life surrounded by joy and happiness and love, you know. Mm. I think, you know, life is short and you just have to do as much as you possibly can to enjoy every second of it and to reflect that joy in what you do.
When you go to conventions and things, do people ask you technical questions that would be kind of outside your pay grade, so to speak?
I'm the luckiest guy in the world because I'm just a voice actor. You know, I just say, woohoo! you know, I get to do that and then go meet people. And it's amazing, you know, because you sort of think about the pond hitting or the stone hitting the pond and the ripple that goes out. I just go in and have a great time. But for some people, it has a profound effect, you know, they experience a certain level of joy and memory for their entire childhood. And then they pass that on because they're played with their mom and dad, and now they're parents and they're playing with their kids. And so it's a tremendous honor and a tremendous joy for me to be a part of that.
Presumably you're not being Mario all the time. As an actor, is it limiting or not?
Well, you know, I'm also Luigi. I get to say Luigi sometimes. Yeah. Ho-ho. Yeah. And we're Luigi too. And baby Luigi. And baby Mario. Let's go.
I get to do what I love to do. And as I say, I wish that for everybody in life. Do what you love to do. I love it, you know. I just absolutely love it. I'm in a Bit Trip Runner 3 coming up, and Skyrim is coming to Nintendo Switch, which is you know, another game that I love doing. I was Parthenax, and it just makes me so happy that the world is expanding.
Yeah. Charles Martinet, thanks very much for talking
Thank
to us
you
today.
Very much. And this, by the way, what a lovely country, what a lovely city Dublin is. It's just a real pleasure to be here.
Moncrief with Gas Networks Ireland. Aren't you tired of that ugly fuel storage tank, having to order and write that big check for the delivery guy? GasNetworks.ie/movetogas.